He'd probably need a lot of support when it hit him in. I went looking for him. Chapter 37. There was nothing out at the fourth hour, Smeds reflected. The soldiers were all off somewhere, loafing, because the bad boys all had sense enough to be home in bed. The bakers had not yet stumbled out to their doughs and ovens. The only sound in the street was that of the drizzle falling, of the water dripping from the roofs. He and Fish made no noise. Fish seemed not to be breathing. There would be one problem with this one they had not faced with the other. He had seen them both before. On the other hand, they were making their move at this ungodly hour, reasonably expecting to catch him in his bed. Breaking in should be easy, from what they recalled of the physician's place. The deed itself would have to be done quietly. There was, they suspected, a live-in housekeeper. They did not want to add her to their weight of conscience.
"There it is," Smed said.
Like the wizard, the physician was prosperous enough to occupy his own freestanding combination home and place of business. The structure was barely a decade old. A few years before it had been built, that part of town had burned during an outbreak of violence between rebel sympathizers and mercenaries in the Imperial service. The middle class had come in to build homes upon the graves of tenements. "Front door to the house and door to the office," Fish murmured. "Assume a back door. These places all have a little fenced-in garden behind them. Three windows we can see. I'm surprised vandals haven't destroyed that leaded glass monstrosity." The physician's office was scabbed onto the side of his home, set a little back. It had its own little porch and door, and beside the door, a marvelously dramatic floor-to-ceiling leaded glass window, 6 feet wide.
"Go,"
Fish said. Smets dashed across and crouched in the slightly deeper shadow beneath the window on the building's right front. His thoughts about the weather were not polite. He was miserable enough, without a soaking drizzle added on for frosting. Fish came across as Smeds rose to test the window. He was not surprised to find it tightly secured. Fish went to the house door, achieved no better result. Smeds crossed behind him and checked the second front window. Solid. He slid around the corner of the house. Fish was crouched in front of the office door, which he had pushed open about 3 inches. Smeds joined him, his knife sliding into his hand.
"It was unlocked."
"Yes. I don't like it."
"Maybe it's so clients can get in any time."
Fish ran his hand up the inside of the door.
"Maybe, but there's a heavy latch catch. Let's be careful." "Careful is my middle name."
Fish pushed the door open, looked inside. "Clear." He slipped in. Smeds followed, headed for the door connecting with the house. It was unlocked, too. It opened toward him. He pulled. It swung smoothly, soundlessly. He heard a faint snick behind him as Fish closed the latch. He saw nothing suspicious in the room.